Join myself and Rabbi Bazak for some holiday escapade, adventures, experiences and tips. The Dadding Podcast, Give Me a Break, Holiday Special. Welcome back to the Dadding Podcast, Give Me a Break, Holiday Edition. I'm Rabbi Fine.
And I am Rabbi Bazak. You're getting much better at this.
You're getting fantastic. Yeah, it's really, you can almost hear the sea in the background if you listen very carefully. Let's go for tips and tactics on holiday.
What to maximise?
Maximise holiday.
So I think there's a couple of critical points, which is languages of love, number one, and the knowledge that you have to give love. Which is, well, first of all, you have to give love is, we discussed a little bit last time, is you know the old story of the husband and wife who she says, you never said you love me. And he says, I told you when we were married, if anything changes, I'll let you know. So that's not really enough. And with our kids, it's like really not enough. We have to find as many ways to show them that we love them as possible. So you can, there's the classic ways. You can tell them, mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can touch them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give
hugs.
Nice.
Yeah. Strokes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes touch, even some, I mean, sometimes kids need touch anyway. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second, but you can give them gifts. The fact that we're going on holiday is an expression of that, as long as you invest in it properly, as long as you give them the time that they need, like we discussed earlier. Mm-hmm. But then I think there's also, have you ever read the book Languages of Love?
I haven't.
Oh, Rabbi Fine, you've got to read the book, The Five Languages of Love. It's a very good book by someone or other, Chapman. Yeah, very good.
Is it long?
No, actually.
Oh, good.
And
is there a picture version?
And one second, and I'm going to be honest with you, after the first chapter, there's not really that much more that you need to read. But he's got like 7 books on the subject.
Author, if you are listening, please don't sue us. Well, in fact, if you do, sue him.
Rabbi Fine, DanielPFine@gmail.com is where you send this.
Now, I've actually got a phone number I'd like to tell this.
Okay, fine. So now, Five Languages of Love, I don't know if I'm going to remember all 5 of them, but basically is the concept that different people are engaged by love in different ways, by expressions of love in different ways. So I'll give you an example. There was one I know of a family where, let's say between husband and wife, mm-hmm. where one of them, let me tell you the five first, right? The five are verbal, mm-hmm. meaning
saying
and talking and praising and praise basically, mm-hmm. Appreciation, all those type of things. Gifts is another one. Mm-hmm. Acts of service is another one. Mm-hmm. Touch is a fourth one.
Right.
I've forgotten the fifth one. It doesn't matter.
Four's not bad.
4 out of 5, 90%. 80%.
80%.
Yeah, okay. So 80% is a first in university. Anyway, right. So now, I had somebody, for example, who's the wife was clearly a gifts person. Mm. Yeah, and the husband was not a gifts person at all. In fact, if you bought him a gift, he looked at you as if you were a bit mental. Yeah,
like,
you leave it to me, I'll get my gift, thank you very much. Yeah,
especially
his was acts of service. Yeah, but he wants for me. Yeah, let's talk about myself for a second. Yeah, so let's not talk about myself, actually. I'm not going to talk about myself.
Theoretical person.
Theoretical
look
person.
Like you,
right,
be like
yeah. So if he gives her the love that he would enjoy, mm-hmm. yeah, he'll do everything for her. Yeah, he'll tidy up the kitchen.
Ah, right.
He'll clean things.
And she wants a gift.
Yeah, and she wants a gift. No. Yeah, and she doesn't feel loved by him doing these. She feels that like I can get a cleaner to do that. Yeah, like I don't need you to tidy the table. I'll bring in the cleaner. Yeah, and he's like, why are you like he? I think I know.
An important principle, actually.
Yeah, it's really important principle. Yeah, it's really, really. So with our kids, it's like super uber important because you have to know what is going to be like. Kids are obviously always like presents, but they don't just like presents. They might like touch. Meaning, I've got one kid who loves to wrestle with me.
Okay.
Yeah, and he feels our loving relationship when we wrestle. Yeah. Okay. I have to let him win a little bit, which I'm not always the best at. But some, if you buy your wife a diamond ring, so people who are like gift people are like, that's it. It's done. Mm-hmm. Everything's done. And she might say, like, he never does anything around the house.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like amazing. It's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people pray. Some people, when they're communicating, I'll say, I'll be offering loads of praise and appreciation with my, but I wouldn't be expressing it with gifts. So she'll be like, it's really nice you're saying all these things, yeah. But no. Yeah. Hurry up, get on with it.
I hear that. No, good point.
What are your tips of the trade? Maximize a holiday moment.
I wouldn't say tips of the trade, but patience is very important. I think there's also a point there where they see you in relaxed, non-work, non-routine life, which I think is important. One of my most memorable family holiday moments when I was a kid in Netanya, as one does, because we're English, and there was this kind of like mock ad hoc fairground thing in the square. It's probably been there for years. In fact, that inflatable panda in Netanya Square has now been jumped on by myself and my wife when we were both young, and now my children. It's the oldest panda in the world by a long way. Anyway, and you see they've crossed out the prices, it keeps going up and up. Brilliant. Another sticker. Anyway, so...
I was once in Netanya.
Go on.
And you know in the square in Netanya, they have loads of cats sitting on the wall? There's like a promenade, yeah. But this was like 60 cats on a wall,
nice.
Yeah. And I'm walking past these 60 cats, and the kids are with me. It was hysterical. And walking past, looking at all these cats, and then right in the middle of all these cats is a porcupine, sitting there with all the cats, yeah. And you want to go over to him and go, I'm really sorry to break this to you, but you're not a cat. Yeah, I really, my kids were like, look at that, it's so amazing.
Hilarious.
Which is, I think, a really important point as well, but we're going to come back to your point in a second, but the concept of knowing how to make fun from small things. But let's carry on with your point.
I hear that. No, the expectations. Yeah, 100%. In others, making small events become funny and holiday changing moments. 100%.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, anyway, so we're in the fair and like, we as children want to go on the rides, etc. Anyway, my dad noticed there were these Ethiopian immigrants who were just kind of lovingly looking at this thing. They clearly couldn't afford going on the fair. So he went up to them in front of us and paid for their tickets so they could go on the fairground.
Wow.
Yes, it's funny. I don't remember anything else about that holiday, yeah. Genuinely.
Yeah.
But I remember that.
A Kiddush Hashem moment, which was like a brilliant parent, meaning leading by example.
It was leading by example. It was also like, I would never see that in an average day, week in London.
Right.
You know, you're going to see that. You don't see your parents in that.
Right.
Kind of relaxed.
Right. So you have to know as a parent that this is where they see your life. This is where they see elements of your life they're not going to be able to see in other times.
Yes.
Meaning how you deal with,
yes,
someone pushing in front of you in the queue.
Yes.
How you deal with, you know, yes, moments like that. That's very interesting.
I imagine that all their airport and airplane etiquette is, well, not all, but their status quo of 90% of their behaviour is based on what they saw their parents do on the airplane or in airports. Doesn't bode very well, does it?
No, but it's, yeah, I think that's such an important point. I think that's critical. If you're able to understand that all of, meaning the job of a parent, I feel, is to prepare. Chinuch, the word chinuch in Hebrew, which is education, actually is the same word as dedication, when you dedicate a building or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning getting it ready for its created purpose, or getting it ready for its unique purpose. So we want to do that with our kids, give them the ability to achieve their unique purpose in this world, which is a really, really good goal. But part of doing that is basically being a life coach for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is where push comes to shove, where actions speak louder than words, where you're going to show with your life,
mm-hmm,
what they're supposed to be doing,
exactly,
which is, I think, a brilliant, brilliant goal for a holiday. Making the most out of small things,
yes,
I think it's noticing small things. There's a rabbi in
say Israel.
No, it's Golders Green. It's Golders Green. I grew up with him, actually. Rabbi Dov Ber Cowan, right?
Good man.
Yeah, good man.
If you're listening, good man.
Yeah, we like him.
If you're not.
We like him. We like him. So he once took his kids to a forest and he had gone into the forest beforehand, and he had hidden in various places, kind of like different items.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that, and basically what he was teaching them to do was to connect deeply to your surroundings. So he asked them to go and find, you know, in the area that he told them, you know, I've hidden some things here, and he said, go and find them. So they all went off and they found them.
Nice.
And then he said, I've hidden another 52 or whatever it was.
Really?
Yeah. Meaning they found all these things, and then they had to look at the trees carefully, and they had to look at everything carefully.
Yeah.
And it was just, it meant that all of a sudden they were kind of absorbed in their surroundings. So teaching our kids to, meaning it's, it, you could do a hike and go, right, okay, off we go down now. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do it like that.
Yeah.
Or you can do it and appreciate your surroundings. And my kids' school is actually very good at that as well. They take them on hikes and things away.
Mm.
And they actually show them how to appreciate and have fun in the in a kind of a safe way in the in when you're on holiday.
Of
yeah,
course.
Which is a
yeah.
really, really, I think, a really important thing. And then, but it's also like about games and things like that, making the most, you know, making the most out of games, making, you know, getting into them
yeah.
a little bit, teaching them things.
100%.
All those type of things, I think, those small things can make a very, very big difference on holiday.
Great. I'm going to go all parable on you. An exercise I'm recently doing. Take your gaze and raise it a little bit. Do you know when you're walking, you're looking eye line, right? And they're all, you might see a shop, but you don't see the flat on top of the shop.
Yeah.
Right? All that kind of stuff. I just do it for 10 minutes a day. You'd be
yeah.
amazed at what
yeah.
you notice.
Yeah.
A tree that you never thought
yeah.
was there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the holidays.
Like, colours. You see colours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Colours.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, green and blue. Where do those come from?
Yeah.
Because I'm used to seeing grey and brown.
100%. Yeah, I feel like holidays a little bit like that. You know what I mean? But I hope they found the 52 things in the forest. Did they find?
I don't know if it was 52, but it was quite a lot.
Were there like 64?
I mean, the difference between the difference between me and you is that is that I'd put, you know, have many things there, not exactly know how many I've got there, and not have written down where they are. Whereas you would have an Excel document, yeah, with the precise location with a picture of every single item. Yeah, so
100%.
Yeah.
So. I wonder if they found 60 porcupines and a cat in the middle.
Right. Well, I mean, I've never seen a porcupine before as well until that moment.
Yeah, really so.
I was like, oh my gosh, what is that? Anyway, okay, fine.
Good. All right, we're going to do our nightmare stories in the next edition. See you soon.
Thank you.
For listening to the Dadding Podcast. For more Shirim, classes, experiences, adventures, and events at Seed, please check out our website or email our office.